Welcome to Natural News. I'm Kim McCurdy. Thanks for joining me. Today we're going to read for about a half an hour and hopefully get some articles that you'll find help make your life a little more natural. Let's start today with Mother Earth Living. This comes from the May-June 2019 issue. Under the broad category, Health Natural Remedy, comes an article entitled Stay Well with Oxymels. That's spelled O-X-Y-M-E-L-S. Use vinegar in your favorite herbs and flowers to create this sweet and zesty everyday remedy. Oxymels are a thin herbal syrup that combine the sweetness of honey, the tanginess of apple cider vinegar, and your favorite medicinal flowers for a summer remedy unlike any other. They're certainly one of the lesser-known forms of herbal remedies, less likely to be found on the shelf of your local food co-op, which makes them a perfect do-it-yourself project for your kitchen machinations that can be enjoyed for years or gifted with glee. Oxymels have been in use for thousands of years, dating back to the ancient empires of Persia, Greece, and Rome, where great minds such as Hippocrates, Cato, and Pliny lauded them. The delicious practice has persisted, as you can still order a traditional oxymel called sekanjabin as a drink at some Persian restaurants. They largely fell by the wayside in United States herbalism practice until Rosemary Gladstar began teaching her perennially popular fire cider recipe, a traditional immune-supporting remedy, in 1981. As the herbal renaissance blooms in the country, oxymels are becoming increasingly popular too, and creative herbalists are exploring the nuances of medicine-making. Properly made oxymels are one of the most delicious herbal remedy forms. Their complex flavor is versatile enough to use as a medicine from a dropper or spoon, but also as a salad dressing, marinade, or baking sweetener in the grand tradition of food as medicine. Oxymel's versatility extends to more than just flavor. The medicine they impart is broadly useful in addition to the medicinal benefits of the herbs themselves. Vinegar is a powerhouse at extracting healthy minerals from herbs, including calcium, iron, and magnesium, that naturally occur in plants such as alfalfa, medicado sativa, chickweed, stellaria medea, nettle, urtica dioica, oat straw, avena sativa, raspberry leaf, rubus ideus, and red clover, Trifolium pratense. High-quality, raw, unfiltered apple cider vinegar offers a probiotic gut tonic all its own. It also successfully extracts healthy, soluble fiber, the heart-healthy type, that helps metabolize cholesterol and hormones from fiber-rich roots such as burdock, Artium lapa, elecampane, Inula helenium, and marshmallow, Althea officinalis. In addition to extracting medicinal compounds from herbs, honey imparts a plethora of enzymes and both probiotic and prebiotic compounds that aid in its anti-inflammatory, anti-allergenic, immune-boosting, and wound-healing properties. Altogether, these two base ingredients, plus medicinal flowers, yield uniquely well-rounded remedies with broad applications, so tasty that your friends and family will keep coming back for more. Use the recommended tools and general instructions as a base for oxymel creation. However, there's plenty of space for creativity and personalization within these recipes. Feel free to double the honey, cut the vinegar in half, or add some garlic. DIY tools for making oxymels. Double boiler, 2 glass pint jars, wax paper, labels, strainer or potato ricer, 1 glass quart jar or a pretty glass bottle of similar size. General oxymel instructions. These instructions apply to the following 3 recipes and any others you may create on your own. The amount of herbs, honey, and apple cider vinegar will vary depending on your specific recipe. Number 1. Mix herbs together, then separate into 2 equal piles. 2. Place one pile of herbs and all honey in the top of a double boiler and cover. Heat as gently as possible over the lowest heat, ensuring honey doesn't get warmer than your skin, as this destroys the benefits of raw honey. It helps to turn the burner off when the water is hot in the bottom of the double boiler. Heat 1 to 2 hours until the room is fragrant and the honey has taken on the taste of the herbs you've added. Option: some people prefer to put herbs in honey and allow it to infuse without heat for 1 to 2 months. 3. As the honey infuses, put the second pile of herbs in a pint jar, then fill with raw apple cider vinegar. Cut a square of wax paper a few inches larger than the lid and place between the jar lid and its contents to prevent deterioration of the cap's metal and plastic into the vinegar. Label with ingredients and date. Option: if you're in a hurry, you can gently heat the vinegar in a double boiler as described in step 2, but the vinegar won't be raw anymore, and allowing the herbs to infuse slowly will impart a fuller, more complex medicine and flavor. 4. When the honey is infused, decant it with the herbs into the second jar and continue treating as in step 3. Option: if you're in a hurry, you can strain out herbs and blend with a heated vinegar at this point, but allowing the herbs to infuse slowly will impart a fuller, more complex medicine and flavor. 5. Store both vinegar and honey in a cool, dark place for 1 to 2 weeks. 6. Strain out herbs, pressing the last of the liquid from them. A potato ricer works well for this. 7. Combine honey and vinegar in a quart jar or pretty bottle and shake vigorously. 8. Label with ingredients and date. You can store your Oxymels for 6 months to a year with refrigeration. Grandmother's Flower Garden Oxymel. Ever lament the passing of the far too brief lilac season? This easy recipe captures and preserves the scent of spring's promise. Medicinally, both lilac, Syringa vulgaris, and rose, Rosa, are gently soothing to the nervous system. They're especially effective allies through hardship and grief, calming our anxieties, smoothing our frazzled edges, and keeping us present in the moment to help us stop and smell the roses. Here's the recipe. 1 1/2 to 2 cups each of lilac and rose flowers. Note, harvest flowers at their peak and use same day. Any fragrant cultivar is appropriate. Wild rose, Rosa multiflora, is also wonderful. 12 to 16 ounces of raw local honey. 12 to 16 ounces of raw apple cider vinegar. 1. Remove stems from flowers. Tear or chop flowers. 2. Blend lilac and rose flowers together equally, then separate into 2 equal piles, ensuring each pile will fit inside a pint jar. 3. Follow steps 2 through 8 under the general Oxymel instructions we just read. 4. Enjoy this herbal remedy on its own by the teaspoon as a sugar alternative in baked goods such as cranberry muffins or banana bread, or drizzle it on ice cream, pancakes, and more. End of hibernation Oxymel. This savory recipe contains the benefits of cleansing tonics, herbs that are historically taken in spring to stimulate healthy organ function after a long winter. Dandelion, Taraxacum officinale, is a delightfully bitter herb famous for stimulating overall digestive function, liver, gallbladder, and small intestine, as well as nutrient absorption, hormone and cholesterol balance, and excretory function. Chickweed, Stellaria medea, is a common garden weed with a bright taste that improves kidney and lymphatic function, which in turn improves immunity and cardiovascular health and clears the skin. Red clover, Trifolium pratens, has a mild sweet taste and helps protect our bodies from some of the harmful effects of pollution by blocking the activity of xenoestrogens on our hormone receptors. Finally, chives, A. scoenprasum, mild garlicky spice, brings with it gentle immune boosting properties, as well as liver stimulation for overall better health. Here's the recipe. 3/4 to 1 cup of each of the following: dandelion flowers and leaves, chickweed flowers, leaves, and stems, red clover flowers, chive flowers. 12 to 16 ounces of raw local honey, 12 to 16 ounces of raw apple cider vinegar. Number 1, chop flowers and leaves. Number 2, blend herbs together, then separate into 2 equal piles, ensuring each pile will fit inside a pint jar. Number 3, follow steps 2 through 8 under the general Oxymel instructions. 4, enjoy this herbal remedy on its own, by the teaspoon, as a salad dressing, a marinade for chicken or tofu, or tossed with roasted vegetables. Last recipe, chill pill Oxymel. Lemon balm, Melissa officinalis, is one of my favorite herbs in an Oxymel, as it brings its own bright tanginess to the already complex flavors. The combination of lemon balm, borage, borage officinalis, and lavender, Lavandula angustifolia, delivers a distinctly cooling aspect during the summer heat. Medicinally, this recipe is cooling to our hot summer nervous systems, decreasing stress in the midst of summer's hustle and bustle, while clarifying our minds, sharpening memory and alertness, and helping us gather strength for the work ahead. It's like a quick dip in a cold stream on a blisteringly hot June day. 1 to 1 1/3 cup of each of the following. Lemon balm leaves and flowers, or just leaves if it's not yet blooming. Lavender leaves and flowers. Borage flowers. 12 to 16 ounces of raw local honey. 12 to 16 ounces of raw apple cider vinegar. 1. Chop flowers and leaves. 2. Blend herbs together, then separate into 2 equal piles, ensuring each pile will fit inside a pint jar. 3. Follow steps 2 through 8 under the general Oxymel instructions. 4. Enjoy this herbal remedy on its own by the teaspoon, as a sweetener to iced tea, or as an alternative for half the sugar in baked goodies, such as sugar cookies, scones, or cranberry muffins. Juliet Abigail Carr is a clinical herbalist and the proprietor of Old Ways Herbal School of Plant Medicine, which offers various courses on herbalism and gardening. Read more and contact her at www.oldwaysherbal.com. Let's switch publications and we'll do some Mother Earth news. This comes from the August-September 2019 issue. And I'd like to do some Green Gazette by Amanda Sorrell. Food waste solutions. From growers to grocers, companies to consumers, food waste is an issue that plagues the entire supply chain. Up to 40% of the U.S. food supply finds its way to landfills at great financial and environmental cost, while simultaneously 40 million Americans are food insecure. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, we need multifaceted solutions to connect and correct those issues, with policymakers, businesses, and consumers all working to stem the flow of food waste from every angle. Some groups are addressing the root of the issue by minimalizing surplus, and others are coming up with ways to make use of the waste. By establishing various programs, policies, and processes, the following organizations are all approaching the problem of food waste. A comprehensive roadmap. ReFed believes that data can drive changes to the food system by providing insight on how, where, and why food goes to waste. In 2016, the nonprofit, which is guided by a coalition of business, nonprofit, and government leaders, released a roadmap to reduce U.S. food waste by 20%, an economic study that outlines 27 steps toward reducing food waste over the upcoming decade. The roadmap shows that concerted prevention tactics, including standardized date labeling, consumer education campaigns, and packaging adjustments, will divert the most waste. You can download the report or read more about the 27 solutions and how they compare at www.refed.com/solutions. Reduce, preventing excess. Source reduction, or cutting back on overproduction and overstocking, is essential for stopping the food waste cycle before it starts, according to the EPA's Food Recovery Hierarchy Guidelines. Businesses, organizations, and individuals can audit their waste and make behavioral and structural changes, saving not only food but also funds. A number of schools have adopted this approach, including the University of Texas, Austin, which has conducted plate waste audits every year since 2008 and seen significant waste reductions ever since. Melissa Terry, a University of Arkansas graduate student, recognized the need for a school-specific resource and co-authored A Guide to Conducting Student Food Waste Audits. This publication is full of strategies, most of which are centered on prevention, that encourage student involvement in measuring and curtailing waste. You can find the guide at www.epa.gov. Reuse, diverting unused food. Some solutions focus on using food that's already been produced. FoodShift, www.foodshift.net, in Alameda, California, reduces food waste and hunger simultaneously by working with communities, businesses, and governments to recover and redistribute surplus food. The nonprofit hosts events, consults on waste reduction, implements food recovery programs, and advises the government on effective interventions, among other strategies. It also operates Food Shift Kitchen out of a housing community called Alameda Point Collaborative, APC. This catering service processes food waste from produce suppliers into plant-based fare for local businesses, and it trains and hires the people who live at APC, many of whom live below the poverty line and face multiple barriers to employment. Plus, the kitchen's nonprofits subsidize products for other agencies serving food insecure populations. Recycle, composting programs. Closed-loop systems in which unused food is turned into compost and returned to the earth address the tail end of the food waste cycle. Some cities, such as Seattle, offer municipal composting services. But in many places, the onus is on individuals and businesses. Those who set up composting systems can save on trash disposal bills and landfill fees, all while transforming food scraps into a nutrient-rich soil amendment. And those who can't compost their own food waste can call a crew to come pick it up. One such food service is Scraps, www.scrapsmilehigh.com, a Denver-based group that picks up more than 7,500 pounds of compostables by bike every week, and focuses especially on serving multifamily buildings that lack composting capabilities. Further fixes. In addition to these, many more entities are entering the fold with their ideas, including restaurants that pare down portions and groups that collect surplus food from stores and serve it up at community meals. To read a roundup of food waste solutions, go to www.motherearthnews.com/food-waste-solutions. The Poison Papers, Chemical Cover-Up. Two nonprofits, the Bioscience Resource Project of Ithaca, New York, and the Center for Media and Democracy of Madison, Wisconsin, partnered in 2017 to publish The Poison Papers, which detail decades of collusion between polluters and regulators to conceal the toxicity of chemical products. The papers comprise more than 20,000 incriminating documents dating back to the 1920s, most collected by author and activist Carol Van Strom. She obtained them via open records requests and public interest litigation from federal agencies such as the Environmental Protection Agency and the Food and Drug Administration, and from chemical manufacturers such as Dow and Monsanto. The collection reveals that corporations' efforts to conceal known chemical hazards were furthered by federal agencies. The publishers note that despite their responsibility to protect consumers, those agencies participated in and sometimes initiated cover-ups to deceive the public and press about pesticides and synthetic chemicals, most of which are still in use today, including 2,4-D, astrazine, and dicamba. After more than three decades of amassing these documents, Van Strom worked with other activists and environmental groups to digitize them, increasing their accessibility and searchability. Jonathan Latham, the executive director of the Bioscience Research Project, says the information has given additional ammunition to some cities and states that have sued chemical companies such as Monsanto over contamination. You can explore the database at www.poisonpapers.org. Groundskeepers Program. Leave No Trace principles guide conscientious adventurers in protecting the places they visit by encouraging them to pack out their trash and minimize their impact. In line with those ethics, outdoor company Granite Gear created the Groundskeepers Program to support experienced hikers who want to leave public lands better than they found them by gathering wayward trash. Granite Gear and other partners such as Ultra Running outfit the program's participants, or groundskeepers, with a kit that includes a backpack, shoes, camping attire, meal packets, a reusable water bottle, and other equipment for collecting and carrying trash. Since 2017, the groundskeepers, each of them traversing 300-plus miles of public lands, have extracted 6,630 pounds of trash, most of it micro-trash, such as wrappers, bottle lids, and toilet paper. By taking collective responsibility for the litter strewn through wild places, the group hopes to inspire more people to pick up their own trash and that of others. To learn more about this program, visit www.thegroundskeepers.org. Electrified Flight. In early 2019, Harbor Air, a seaplane airline based in Vancouver, British Columbia, announced a plan to create an all-electric fleet by partnering with aviation company Magniex, which will provide the electric motor that power the planes. According to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the aviation industry is responsible for 2% of global greenhouse gas emissions, with that amount set to escalate. Harbor Air thus wants to set an industry example of zero-emissions commercial aviation. Annually, its planes serve up to 500,000 passengers on 30,000 commercial flights, flying 12 routes that touch down in coastal cities in the Pacific Northwest. The fleet's first flight tests will take place in late 2019. At first, the all-electric fleet will serve only close-range destinations, with its scope expanding as battery technology improves. Harbor Air aims to have the planes passenger-ready by 2022. Learn more at www.harbourair.com. Sponges supplant coral reefs. Climate change poses a potent threat to coral reefs, according to the National Ocean Service. Increased greenhouse gases lead to multiple coral killing factors, including warmer water temperatures, altered currents, and ocean acidification. The thousands of species that call coral home are threatened as once vibrant reefs become bleached and barren. But a study published in Ecology in 2018 shows that in some places, sponges are overtaking the spaces where corals once flourished. While sponge reefs can't support the same number of species, they do allow some life to thrive and may be more resilient in response to stress. According to the researchers, this transition's effects are still unpredictable and must be further studied to understand the complexities of sponge-supported reefs. Deeper research, they write, could also shed light on other ecosystems in which the dominant organisms are shifting. In the meantime, the coral reefs that remain require protection. Learn more about the rainforests of the sea at www.oceanservice.noaa.gov/ocean/corals. With a few minutes to go, we're going to switch gears again and go to a different Mother Earth news. This one is the June-July 2018 issue. And let's do a little bit of country lore. Reader's tips to live by. Wrinkle-free, mosquito-free clothes. As an outdoorsman, I'm in the woods every day, walking through tall grass, brush piles, the edges of swamps, and so on. To repel ticks, I used to spray my pants, boots, and belt with name-brand tick repellent. Despite this coating and repellent, I would find an occasional tick on me. So I started using dryer sheets instead of repellent, and to this day, I've not had one tick on me. Before going out, I rip a dryer sheet in half and stuff a piece in each boot. Then, I rip another in half and stuff the pieces in my pockets. Finally, I put one on my hat and one on my hard hat. Dryer sheets also repel mosquitoes and flies for me, and even last for several days. The scent I use is lavender and linen, but almost any kind might work for you. That was written in by Tim Jones of Galway, New York. No problem pickling. I used to have a problem with pickling peppers and okra, They always popped up out of the pickling syrup no matter what I did. I would top them, cut slits, and pack them in as tight as I could, but the vegetables still popped into the headspace. And home canners should never completely fill a jar with vinegar solution because the jar can leak or even break during the canning process. My solution to this problem is to fill the top of the jar with clear glass marbles. I fill the jar as directed within about a quarter inch of the top before adding the marbles. The marbles fill the jar completely full, preventing the veggies from floating to the top while leaving space to properly seal the lid. I did get odd looks from people when I gave them jars containing marbles, so you might need to explain. When opening a jar of peppers to use at home, I simply wash the marbles and collect them in another jar for reuse. Then the marbles are sterilized and ready to use in the next canning batch. You can find clear glass marbles, usually in a little plastic bag, in the artificial floral department of most craft stores. For around $1, you can buy enough marbles to top off 5 or 6 standard jars. Boil the marbles for a few minutes before using them. That was submitted by Wendy Aiken of Terrell, Texas. All-purpose riding mower. I modified my riding mower to add a front scoop, and I can now move sand and dump it where I need it. I've moved 3 cement blocks and loads of logs with the modified mower, and it still works fine for cutting grass. To make your own, follow these steps. 1. Remove the motor cover. To do this on most mowers, just lift the cover and slide it out of its brackets. 2. Cut a 2-foot long piece of 1 by 1 inch angle iron. Cut notches in the iron where the scoop arms will fit. Connect the angle iron to the brackets with wire. Put a bolt on either side of the brackets to keep the angle iron from moving sideways. 3. Place a snow shovel scoop in the grooves. Install bolts throughout the shovel handle directly behind the angle iron to keep the shovel from moving. The shovel will only be attached by a chain to the top. 4. Attach a small chain to the top of the scoop arm. Attach a hook to the top of the mower just in front of the steering wheel. Now that you have a mower with a scoop on the front, you can load up sand, dirt, or whatever you need to move. I can get 15 to 17 shovelfuls of sand in one scoop. To use, push down on the top of the scoop arm and hook the chain loop to the hook on the mower. Drive to the unload point, unhook the chain, and flip the scoop to dump the load. Reattach the scoop to get another load. That's written by Dan Weston of Hastings, Florida. Stray Cat Sanctuary. When winter cold arrives, stray cats need a place to stay warm, too. We have an injured stray cat hanging around our place. It won't let us get close enough to treat its limp, so we provide a meal a day and a warm place to sleep. But how to do that on a budget? One solution came to us from a couple who also cares for a stray cat. They built a double-layered house by nesting 2 plastic storage containers, one inside the other, with straw for insulation between the walls. They tied the lids closed with cable ties to keep everything in place. A hole cut through the double wall allows the cat to move in and out. I thought that was a good idea, but I didn't want to spend money on 2 storage containers, so we repurposed a damaged ice chest instead. Cutting a hole through the one end of the ice chest was easy with a reciprocating saw. To make it a little more comfortable on sub-zero nights, we put some loose straw inside. Opening the lid makes cleaning easy. That was by Bob Post of McMinnville, Tennessee. That's all we have for today. You've been listening to Natural News with Kim McCurdy. As always, thanks for listening.